future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Today's Friday. It's the 25th of May, 2018. Bitcoin's currently trading at $7,522. That's up 1% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum's currently trading at $603. That's up 5%. EOS is currently trading at $12.35. That's up 9%. And we have Cardano trade at 20 cents, which is up 1.5% in the last 24 hours. So we're starting to see some more, a few little positive moves there in the market. The market cap is $336 billion. We've had a few different stories break through, so let's jump into them. So the first story today that I've been looking at is former Huboy CTO Zhang Zhang launches Fcoin, gaining investments from top venture capital firms. Fcoin, a digital asset trading platform, has gained investments from top-notch investment and venture capital firms. Dan Huber Capital, Node Capital, Singer Capital, Time Stamp Capital, 8 Decimal Capital, Zipper Fund, and other investors. Fcoin was founded by Zhang, who is the former Huboy CTO and author of the book Blockchain Defining the Future Finance and Economic Landscape. We are delighted to receive investments from such trusted partners and look forward to progressing our plans to become a leading player in the cryptocurrency trading market, Zhang said. Fcoin is an innovative and unique in its form of organization, in that it's not simply a trading platform or a company, but a new community that its users, namely the community members, can use to execute their rights and interests by holding Fcoin tokens, FTs, issued by Fcoin. Fcoin has three features. First, it is the world's first fully transparent trading platform. With disclosure of real-time assets and transaction data on the platform. Second, the world's first platform adopts a transaction fee mining model, and more than half of the FTs are rewarded to community users by returning the transaction fee. Third, beyond the self-organizing ecology and the community, 80% of the exchange's revenue will go to the holders of FT, while FT holders also have the right to participate in the major decisions in the community. So that's interesting. I mean, that's kind of already happening though, right? You see, I mean, he's obviously been inspired by EOS and what the guys there are doing. So it's interesting to see how people are starting to shape that out. You know, the community members being able to vote on certain aspects and them really running it, right? So that's interesting to see that come out. I wish them all the best. It'll be interesting to follow this project. It doesn't really speak about how they're raising this money. Like, are they, I assume it's an ERC-20 token. They're building their own blockchain, right? I mean, that's the only way it can work. So we'll keep you posted with further stories on this, but this is definitely an interesting one that is on our radar. Another story today that definitely caught my attention. Logistics giant Maersk starts using blockchain platform for maritime issuance and insurance. Transport logistics company AP Moller Maersk, aka Maersk, has begun using blockchain platform InstaWave for maritime insurance. Sea Trade Maritime News reports Friday, May 25th. Developed by EY and Gartime, InstaWave uses distributed ledger technology from cloud platform Microsoft Azure and follows global insurance standards. At the beginning of May, Microsoft Azure had announced the release of its blockchain app creative service, Azure Blockchain Workbench. In the first year, Maersk will use InstaWave to manage 1,000 vessels and support over 500,000 digital ledger transactions. Lars Kennenberg, the head of risk and insurance at Maersk, told SeaTime Maritime News, "Since maritime insurance takes up considerable resources for us, the blockchain is a great solution." The InstaWave blockchain platform is now being commercially used by Willis Towers Watson, XL Catlin, and MS Amlin, as well as Maersk, EY, Gartime, and Microsoft plan on widening the platform to include marine cargo, global logistics, and aviation and energy sectors. So it's interesting to see how they're building this out. And I know Microsoft is not the only one doing this. IBM have been working with a few other big shipping names out there. So, you know, shipping is definitely something that's going to benefit from the blockchain. So it's interesting to see these new industries kind of start to adopt the technology itself. And it'll be interesting to see how long it really takes for them to, for that to be built within the system and for that really to be the way they run things now on the blockchain. So another great story. And I think it's, you know, all positive news. The next story is definitely one of interest. German bank and steel conglomerate execute Forex transaction via blockchain. German bank Commerzbank and steel company ThyssenKrupp have completed a €500,000 pilot transaction of a Forex FX forwarded onto blockchain. Reported by Cointelegraph, is their Deutsch division, yesterday. The Euro PLN forward deal worth €500,000 with a 1 month tenor was initiated by ThyssenKrupp on the Commerzbank's FX live trader platform on Wednesday. The transaction was then confirmed directly through Corda, a distributed ledger technology, DLT, of the R3 blockchain consortium. The use of blockchain technology, which underpins the Bitcoin virtual currency, could help reduce delays and minor errors, as well as significantly reduce operational risk in foreign exchange transactions, according to Commerzbank website. This eliminates the need for transaction synchronization because the transaction is stored as a single, unchanged record. Nicholas Gesbert, head of fixed income at Commerzbank, says blockchain will enable low transaction fees and secure data through a self-contained, unified network and unfillable fraud-proof transaction process. Banks and financial institutions globally have recently been running blockchain pilots for various types of transactions. In late April, Spanish bank BBVA became the first global bank to issue a loan on a blockchain. The bank stated that using a distributed ledger cut the time to process the $75 million loan from days to hours. Earlier this week, the Thai bank Kringzi conducted a cross-border payment pilot test in the Bank of Thailand's regulatory sandbox with Japan's Mitsubishi Group, their banking unit MUFG Bank, and the Standard Chartered Singapore Bank were the fifth largest to do this thus far. I mean, that's great. You have all these banks executing transactions on the blockchain. You're going to see more and more and more of this. It's interesting though, because like all these guys, all the big banks, they're not using open source software. Like they always want to create their own. So it's interesting to see how they go about that. And when you travel to kind of Eastern Europe, and there's quite a big developer community out there. But what I was talking to a guy actually when I was in Lithuania, and he's like, you know, all the developers are in London. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, well, Barclays comes over and they just take them all to go and work on their own blockchain initiatives. Like they'll fly them over to England and get them a work visa and make sure they're looked after correctly. So it's interesting to see how the big banks are really making moves in this space. And they may not be reporting on it as much as, you know, the average ICO or the average coin out there. But these guys are making moves. They see the potential of technology, and it's great to see this play out. So what's been happening? I mean, look, I'm not going to talk about last night. we'll leave that there. But I just want to give a big shout out to Hayden. Hayden is a super, super, super cool guy who we're hopefully going to be working with. And I want to be welcoming him to the team. So we'll keep you guys updated with what happens there. But I just want to give him a big shout out. I want to give a big shout out to Robert from Radex. He was truly a unique character. I think I can say that. he was truly unique. But Radex is doing some pretty cool stuff. I mean, after meeting Robert, I think that my understanding was blurred a little bit. But I know from reading the website and reading the documents they have out there, they're doing some pretty cool stuff. And they're in London, so I want to give them a big shout out as well. I want to give a massive shout out to Faye. Faye is part of the Elastos team, and When you mention Elastos, you've got to mention my man Rong, who's the CEO and co-founder. So big shout out to those guys. I know they're coming to London in June. So, we might be doing something with them, and I'll keep you guys posted on that as well. So what's been happening on Twitter? So let's take a quick look of what's been happening. An interesting tweet that came out on John McAfee's account in the last kind of couple of hours. So I read it out. Please, people, you think I adopted Bitcoin private? They adopted me. Privacy is our issue, not an individual coin. They made images, graphics. I tweeted them. I am available for adoption, for free. We're all in this war together. Oh my God, John McAfee cracks me up. He's hilarious. I think he's kind of ruined his image though a little bit. Like when people first come into the space, they hear him speak and he's a really, really good speaker and he speaks about everything that he's doing and his background working for McAfee, or being the founder of McAfee antivirus, you know, that's absolutely huge. But when you actually start looking into his life, I mean, this guy's crazy. He was living out in down in South America. I mean, like, he ended up getting kicked out of this like really small country because he was suspected of murder, and then he wanted to run for president. I mean, like, he's had a real crazy life, and I think he fitted in well with the crypto space, but I think that he didn't play his hand so well, you know, like offering to shout people, you know, to give projects, you know, the ability to use his platform for like $100,000 a tweet. I mean, it's just like ridiculous. And I don't know why he did that. But yeah, he's pretty funny. So we definitely keep an eye on what he's saying. I want to give a big shout out to Crypto Mento. And you can go follow him at Crypto Mento. And he had an interesting tweet today. So Bitcoin CME future contracts expire today, which explains the price manipulation and why Bitcoin is down. This will be your last chance to get him before alts start to form a bullish market. Woohoo! Let's see how that plays out. But yeah, that's interesting to know that the contracts expired today on the CME. And we normally see this when the contracts expire, the price kind of coming down a little bit. But you know, I don't know how correlated that is per se. I just think it's, I don't know. We'll have to definitely keep monitoring that. Listen, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. I've got to make ways for the weekend, man. I got to get some food. I got to re-energize, man. I'm running on fumes at the minute. Thank you so much for your attention. We appreciate everything you do, you being the community. Remember to follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Join our Telegram, SVK Space Crowd. And also check out our YouTube content, www.youtube.com/SVK crypto. That's a wrap, and I got to bounce.
Listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website www.svkcrypto.com.